Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Every Wednesday, Jacaranda FM.
So this past Women's Day, we celebrated the strides made over the past 70 years since that historic Women's March on the 9th of August in 56. Now, many organizations and individuals, however, also put a spotlight on challenges that women still face today, like period poverty. One of those women would be Lebogang Pashwana from Springs. She's the founder of T's Pads, Pad a Girl Foundation. T.S. Pad a Girl Foundation. Lebogang held a collection drive, and on Women's Day, she distributed these to girls and young women at the event at her local soccer club. So thanks very much for joining us in studio this morning. Much appreciated, Lebogang.
Thank you for having me.
Interesting name for the foundation, T.S. Pad a Girl Foundation.
Yes, Tasha Strength Pad a Girl Foundation.
Okay.
And yes, my other name is Tasha.
Okay. I get it now. And how did this start? How did you come up with this idea?
I was a team manager for TS Generals. It's a football team. I was handling the girls' team. And I thought that to launch the girls' team, I came with the idea that we'll launch it with a pet drive. Mm-hmm. So it was just an idea that grew. And today it's a foundation standing. It was founded last year in March.
Okay. Yes. And where about you from? Where does this soccer team play?
The soccer team is in Springs, where we have the event on Sunday. But I am from Hammarskraal. I'm from Pretoria.
Okay, so you started this obviously noticing, and you know, I think it's well documented now that there's a problem. There is a very, very big problem when it comes to young women.
Yes.
And sanitary wear.
There is a lot. Also, other kids miss school because they don't have sanitary pads and they prefer to stay at home. Mm. Others don't have anyone to talk to. It's either brothers or fathers in the house. There's no sisters. There's no mothers. And I believe that as the TS Foundation, we're here to help where we can. They can call us. I am free anyway. I don't mind. Mm. If it's not me, I have my community, the side of East Rand. I'm in Pretoria, wherever. Where we can help, we welcome to help.
Yeah. I like that. You almost play the role of sister or mom.
Yes, I'm being the sister that I never had. I'm the only girl for my mom. Oh, I'm being the big sister that I never had. I only have a brother.
Period poverty is a massive problem in this country.
Yes, it is.
It does force a lot of girls out of education and missing out huge amounts of school as well.
Yes.
And because sanitary wear is actually ridiculously expensive in this country as well, it's not always accessible the way it should be to a lot of young girls in this country.
Yeah. What would the cost be?
Well, the range can be from, I suppose, let's say 20 Rand for your cheaper product to possibly even 50 Rand. But it's also how many you're using. Every woman is different. So there is no standard amount that you're going to go, oh, this will last me the whole month. Some people it's 2, 3. Some people it's 1. Mm. It depends entirely.
I also like that you guys are normalizing the conversation, especially when it comes to sport, because I know that especially girls do battle when it comes to dealing with periods on the sporting field, and almost always never want to say.
Mm. They're scared to talk. Even on the day, there were girls that were afraid to take pets. And I was like, it's okay. It's not a crime.
Yeah. Mm.
You're a woman.
Thank you very much, Lebogang, for what you do. We salute you for doing it.
Thank you so much.
And do more of it. We believe in you so much that we want to put 25,000 Rand into an account of a supplier so that you can go there and get some more. And yeah, spread some more of this education, help, much needed assistance.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna cry.
You're the sister you never had.
Yes.
You're the big sister you never had, and you deserve it so well. Now listen, you support us, Shame. You deserve even more support.
Yes. Yeah.
This is, and people like you, Lebogang, it's so important to you. A lot of people would say it's important to them. They realize the importance, and we should normalize this, and we should do this and support, but they do nothing.
Yeah.
Here you are. You started this foundation.
Actually doing it.
And you are actually doing it.
Thank you so much.
It comes with so much love from our listeners who support Good Morning Angels.
I really appreciate it.
I hear a lot of people say how important it is. Now put your money where your mouth is and support this foundation and other foundations like this. Let's keep that ball rolling and keep more support going. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Good job, Angels. Good job.
Feel good mornings start here.
Good morning.
I was here.
And yo.
I'm joking. Sunny Bonani.
Breakfast with Martin Bester on your number one feel good station, Jacaranda FM.